You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev and the 2017 Chevrolet Silverado. 0% financing for 84 months, plus up to 10 grand in price reductions. This is better than employee pricing and better than 20% of MSRP. Check it out only at Lakewood Chev.
Joining us now to preview tonight's game from a Riders point of view is Murray McCormick from the Regina Leader Post. You can follow him on Twitter at MurrayLP. And if you look at his Twitter right now, he had a chance to go by Rogers Place today. Murray, it's a pretty spectacular building downtown, isn't it?
It really is. Like, we have a new stadium in Regina, too. The thing is, ours doesn't have a roof on it. So it's they're both pretty spectacular. It's just amazing to see what they can do in the world today. And I got a chance to sort of cuddle up a little bit to Wayne Gretzky's statue. Yep. And walk around and watch the... some of the Oil Kings practice while they were over there in that little arena's facility they have there. I was very impressed. I'm going to have to come here and see a game or something, but it's very nice.
Absolutely, and you've been coming to Edmonton for years to cover the Riders, and if you're familiar with downtown and you haven't been here in a while, doesn't it look like they literally just dropped a massive arena in the middle of downtown? It looked like a crane just kind of plopped it down.
It really does. Like I kind of had to find it a bit. I can see it from my room when I look right now. Oh, that's cool. I can see it right over there. Yeah, it just looks like they put this great big building in the middle, right in downtown. Yeah, you're very right about that. And it seems to suit. I'm really looking forward to see what they're going to do around the area. I think that the Ice District is what it's called. Yep. And lots of bars and things around there, and it's really going to revitalize that area, and I think that's great. It can't quite happen in Regina because where they put the stadium doesn't have that kind of downtown. It's a little bit outside of downtown. But I think the way things are going to be downtown here in the next little while is going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a place to be at night.
You mentioned the Riders have a brand new stadium. I know they're in Edmonton to face the Eskimos today, but what's been the first buzz of the first few home games they've had at the new Mosaic Stadium?
It's been amazing. It's really, literally, I was trying to think of something they missed, and I can't think of anything they have. Like I just recently came back from San Francisco. I was at AT&T Park and Levi Stadium watching some football and baseball, and our stadium stands up to those billion-dollar facilities they have in San Francisco. Like, every little part of the fact, other than we got a little bit of water fountain issues, but, you know, you can't have everything when it's a hot day. Everyone can't get enough water, but they've done everything well for, you know, we always say, we got cup holders. And you think about cup holders and good Wi-Fi. That's really what you need these days for a great stadium and an amazing screen, amazing big screen that's the size of an NBA basketball court. So it's really a perfect facility. And it's a must-place visit. Like, right now, we were talking, the only place that doesn't have a stadium that can stand up around there is Calgary. Right? Yep. There's a bunch of great stadiums, a place to watch. And also, I love coming to Commonwealth Stadium. It's still one of my favorite places. I love the concourses. I love the sight lines. Could be a little more intimate, but it's still just a great stadium. And way back when they built it, they kind of knew what they were doing.
They did. And it sounded very simple when you just simply put it, but cup holders and Wi-Fi is really all people want at a stadium these days, and the big
pretty
screen.
Well. And they want affordable beer, yeah. But they're not going to get that.
No, never.
That's not happening in our lifetime.
No, you got to go to college.
Affordable
games
beer.
Yeah, absolutely, Murray. Right. Well, let's have you on to chat a big game tonight at Commonwealth. 7-1 versus 3-7. The Riders coming off a bye week. Is this kind of what Rider fans were expecting 2017 to go? They beat a couple of good teams, but lost to some good teams as well.
I think so. I thought they'd be competitive. That's what they were kind of hoping for, and they haven't, except when they go on the road. This is a scary thing. Like, they've just been a bad team on the road this year. Like, Montreal was a close game, but playing West Division teams, they just don't seem to, they come out flat. They don't seem to, they don't seem to play very well for a number of reasons that we can't really sort out. So this is a huge game. If they can, and I know the Eskimos are the team to beat just for that, but if they can get a win on the road, it's going to do so much for the people around who cheer for the Riders, just to be able to support their team. You know, that they can, they're a team that's making strides. If they come out here and they get pounded on the road like they did against BC and like they did in Calgary, they'll just be, oh, well, the Riders are the same old team and we'll just go and party it up for Labor Day. But it's a big game. There's no moral victories, but if they can stay close and make it an interesting game on the road, maybe it's a sign that this team is taking the steps that Chris Jones wanted to when he took over the team in December of 2015.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, is this team starting to now look more like the Chris Jones Edmonton Eskimos team that we saw here for 2 years? Is it starting to put his fingerprints now on this team? He's been there a couple of years.
I think so. I think I saw that it was except on the road. I hate to go back to on the road, but they are starting. Like, he's got the tall, lanky kind of defensive ends that he likes, and the, you know, the, once again, the tallest cornerbacks and the tallest defensive backs and the great big linemen and stuff. Yeah, so, and they're playing that kind of defensive, fast, aggressive style that Chris Jones likes. Yeah, so the, his personality is on this team. There's some talk, you know, what when they were struggling, that maybe they would Riders let him go. But I think Chris Jones is going to be around for another year. He's getting another chance to really get his team. And I sense that 18 is going to be the year when you may see the big breakthrough for these guys, that they're kind of building to that. They'll all be in their third year of their contract. So, but right now, you're right. There is Chris Jones' personality is on this team. That the defense is a little better. It's almost something you don't wince at when they go onto the field. So they've kind of made some real strides there. So, and they have two more wins than they did during the summer last year. Yeah. So they are making improvements.
Coming off the bye week, has Ed Gainey paid for a drink in the province of Saskatchewan after what he did against the BC Lions?
Well, I know he wanted a car rental, and I think he got that for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's funny, he was really not playing very well in the games leading up to that. Like, I watched a couple of practices where he was bumped from the first team and other guys were in there, and Ed Gainey is one of these guys in the league, and that we say in the media, that gets it, that gets his role in being cooperative in interviews and, you know, insightful and those kind of things. And he wasn't his regular self. He was pretty grumpy. And then he goes and gets those four picks, and he comes back, and as you can see, that this is the Ed Gainey who was a pretty good player last year. So he's a popular guy, you know, four picks. I still can't get over it. And he kept doing that. You know, then he's fighting Daron Carter for the last one. Like, it was just one of those games that you keep thinking you'll never see, but if you get four picks on a fumble recovery, you probably shouldn't have to buy a drink for quite a while.
No, you're probably right. As you're joined by Murray McCormick from the Regina Leader Post. The Riders in town tonight face the Edmonton Eskimos. They're expecting a big crowd tonight, over 40,000. When Chris Jones was here, I know he was helping out on the defense for a time. He's still the defensive coordinator for the Riders. Is there talk in Saskatchewan that maybe he's doing too much and he's wearing too many hats right now and should just focus on being a head coach?
When they lose,
okay.
Absolutely. whenever they lose, there's always he's got too much stock, too much on his plate. And I kind of think he does have a lot on his plate, but he's delegated a lot of his responsibilities. Jeremy O'Day does a lot of the administrative stuff. John Murphy does the personnel stuff. So he kind of oversees it all. He's not actually doing it all himself, except for maybe much of the coordination. So I kind of think he's spread it out enough, but when they lose, it's always just got too much on his plate, and he's got to concentrate and stuff. He'll do what he's supposed to be good at being a coach. And that's probably a legitimate complaint, but I also think it's kind of like a corporation. He's at the top, and he's got his people sort of underneath him all doing their positions, doing their responsibilities. So they come to him for the final decision. So as I said, like, it's he's delegated his stuff, but he's still looking after all of it. And it's kind of the way some teams are going now, not around Edmonton, but you know, have the one guy in charge, and it works, and when it doesn't, well, it gives a lot of time to talk about stuff on the talk shows about how he's got he's spread a lot too thin.
How has Kevin Glenn played at the quarterback position for the Riders?
He's been in a revelation. Like, he's played like Kevin Glenn of maybe when he was in his 30s. Now he's in his 30s. When he was in his 20s, he's just, the offense suits him, that quick release, that Steve McAdoo. It's kind of boring. It's kind of dink and dunk, but he doesn't go deep, but he's got great receivers. He's got a running back. And I don't think people remember Cameron Marshall from 2015 with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He's been just a kind of a Jerome Messam type guy for a little peer smaller. But Kevin Glenn is just, and for our aspect as a media guy, he's a guy who gets it. He's insightful. He's understanding. He's the leader of the team. I kind of thought Kevin Glenn was a one-year, one-off thing till they could find a quarterback to play, you know, maybe as a younger guy. But, you know, Kevin Glenn could play another year or two, and they, you know, doesn't develop a quarterback, but it still gives him a chance to win, and that's what the Riders look for. But we all know sometimes Kevin Glenn's going to make the mistake. He's going to throw the pick that people are going to say, oh, no, Kevin Glenn just did it again. But he's not doing it. I think he's got 14 touchdowns, and that's almost as many as the Riders had all last year. So, yeah, I would, you know, as of right now, it's a great pickup getting Kevin Glenn, and you get the guys like Brandon Bridge and Vernon Adams and Marquis Williams get a chance to be around a true pro and learn what it's like to do the job. So it's been a great, great signing so far.
How has Daron Carter adjusted to life in Saskatchewan?
I think he's loving it. He's just finding out that he's embracing being a celebrity in a little smaller pond and stuff. He's hooked up with these people. I've seen him having lunches with this I know people saw that he gave the football after he made that amazing catch to that young girl and her parent, her mom. And I've seen him having brunches and lunches with families, kind of that. He just took over the city. And I keep waiting to see this Dron Carter that everyone says had a bad reputation and wasn't a very nice person. I keep waiting to see that, and I don't see that. He's smiling. He's laughing. He's just a guy that's loving life. That, you know, and he's up here and he's making the most of it. He is totally fit into Saskatchewan as of now. And I hate to qualify it, because there's got to be something that's happened in the past that led to those things that happened to him. But right now, he's just loving Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan's loving him back. So he's been, and he's a good player. So that's even a better thing. So he's really fit in well. And I think it's another guy, another good sign that people kind of questioned at the time, but they took a chance on him and it's paying off.
Murray McCormick from the Regina Leader Post joins us. Eskimos hosting the Riders tonight. Kickoff just after 7:30. We'll have your pregame show starting at 6:30 with Matthew Wanick and Fred Papernick. Murray, what is one matchup you'll be paying extra close attention to tonight? Is it defensive line versus offensive line? Is it receiver versus defensive back? Where's a matchup you'll be keeping a close eye on?
Oh, defensive line versus the offensive line. I've known Odell Willis since, you know, for a long. I've watched him play, and I just love watching him play. I think he's a fun guy, and I think the Rider tackles Bruce Campbell and Thaddeus Coleman are going to have their hands full with Willis. And now you throw John Chick, who still can play. So I'll be watching lots of offensive defensive line play, and I think with Armando Sewell, because the Riders are kind of mixing up things. Their center, Dan Clark, got hurt, and he's out for 6 games for a while, so they kind of had to shuffle things around. And I think the offensive line's played pretty well. So this would be a big test. Because you can watch the offensive and defensive lines and you see what Kevin Glenn does, and you get to see what the secondary does, and you get to see what the receiver's getting time for that. And the offensive line played well enough against the BC Lions team that gave Kevin Glenn time to do things. And I think that's something I'll be watching, is they give Kevin Glenn the opportunity to actually throw the ball and sort of move the offense. So I'll be watching the big guys, the Hoggies in the trenches, sort of battling it out quite a bit.
These two teams haven't met all season long from afar. Murray, what's impressed you the most about the Eskimos' 7-1 start?
I think Mike Riley. You know, I know he was so accurate. I know he's had 5 interceptions in the last 3 games, I think. I'm not 100% sure that, but I just love watching. Mike Riley is another kind of those Ricky Ray-type quarterbacks. You just love to watch. You love to watch him move the ball up and down the field. And we know he's good. We know he can win. We know he can do all those things, but he's still Mike Riley. He's just been I think he's been the most impressive part of this team when I've seen them play.
Murray, thanks for giving us a few minutes. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the weather, and we'll chat with you soon.
It's a pleasure. Anytime, guys. Bye-bye.
The pleasure is all ours. That's Murray McCormick from the Regina Leader Post.